You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The mass murder of concertgoers in Las Vegas last night has left the nation searching for answers today. KALW News Director Ben Trefney has more about potential impacts on the Bay Area and how local residents can help.
Thank you, Hannah. I've been reading accounts of Bay Area residents who were at the concert and staying on the same floor of the hotel where the gunman was holed up. At this point, I have not been able to find a list of Bay Area residents who were directly affected. That information is still coming in. But groups with ties to Las Vegas have already been taking action. Multiple sources say airlines flying out of the Bay Area to Las Vegas have waived flight change fees, and at least one is offering free flights to victims' families. Now, with more than 500 people injured at the concert, there have been calls for blood donations from service agencies, including the Red Cross. Also, a GoFundMe page for Las Vegas victims was set up early this morning with the goal of raising $500,000. That goal continues to rise, as well over $1 million has been donated at this point, Hannah. The site was set up jointly by the sheriff of Clark County, where Las Vegas is located, and a commissioner there who's running for governor of Nevada. And gun violence does tend to bring up politics. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders addressed that today, saying, quote, "There will be certainly time for that policy discussion to take place, but that's not the place that we're at in this moment," end quote. Here in California, though, Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon issued a strongly worded release stating, quote, "Weapons of mass death have turned our great nation into a shooting gallery, and Congress must act to stop it," end quote. This is the time, Hannah, when California Governor Jerry Brown is considering whether or not to pass new legislation. He's got at least 7 bills related to firearms on his desk right now. One of those would actually dismiss a current requirement that courts give longer sentences to people committing certain gun crimes, including those with assault weapons. The governor, for his part, issued this statement today, quote, "Our prayers and deepest sympathies are with the families and loved ones of those killed and injured in last night's tragic and senseless shooting, and we stand with the people of Nevada in this difficult time," end quote.